Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney is fiercely defending Health Commissioner Tom Farley after council members scolded him for hiring contact tracers through a contract with the health management group PHMC.
Council wants to yell at him. He's a big boy. He can take it. But I have never worked with a public servant that is that dedicated to public health, that does it in a calm and very thoughtful manner and makes decisions based on data, not on emotion or not on politics.
Some council members feel a contract should have gone to an African-American firm, the Black Doctors, even though they don't do contact tracing. Dr. Farley says the decision was made to hasten the process.
We're in a real hurry to get contact tracing up and running because we want it functioning really as we get into the yellow phase.
The mayor says Dr. Farley is responsible, in his view, for saving tens of thousands of lives in the city. The Garden State has reached a goal for coronavirus testing set by Governor Phil Murphy, who now wants more people to actually go out and get tested. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Murphy told reporters that some people scoffed at the idea of testing 20,000 people a day by the end of May, but the last week or so shows the state has met its goal, a floor, actually.
We are ahead of 46 other states per capita, and we are still climbing.
And with over 160 testing sites scattered across the state, the governor's urging people to get tested whether or not they show symptoms.
Murphy says the more data officials work with, the better decisions can be made on proceeding with reopening the state. Hotels and motels in Wildwood, New Jersey no longer have to turn guests away. Short-term rentals are allowed again. Marguerite Wish already has rooms occupied at her Sahara Motel with guest safety a top priority.
We're doing a lot of things different. Check-in, we have up guards, we have hand sanitizer, we fog the rooms, we fog all the furniture outside, we disinfect everything. We're not supplying bedspreads or blankets on the beds. We inform all the customers that they have to bring their own.
Hotels and motels can only rent at 60% capacity for now. A poll of Philadelphia teachers shows that more than two-thirds of them are concerned about returning to school buildings before a COVID-19 vaccine is developed. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
6,300 members of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers responded to a union-sponsored poll last week. The survey showed that more than 71% favored a hybrid return, with some classes in person and some remaining online. 73% thought a staggered schedule with students going to school on alternating days would be best. Nearly all of the respondents, 97%, thought that access to sanitizer and hand washing stations was very important.
The teachers also expressed concerns about supplies of masks and protective equipment. Community College of Philadelphia is the first college in the area to announce its fall semester will begin completely online. CCP's Shannon Rooney says the early decision allows instructors time to prepare.
We really wanted to be able to give our faculty the opportunity to spend as much time as possible over the summer planning for a well-executed fall. Making that decision right now gives them the flexibility and opportunity to do that.
Rooney says it's possible some in-person classes may happen later in the fall. She says it's too soon to know how the decision to begin online will affect fall enrollment. A veteran marathon runner from Philadelphia found a unique way to stay the course of her training in the wake of coronavirus cancellations of major events. KYW's Mark Abrams has the story.
Britt Miller says it just made sense to try to find something that at least mirrored a marathon course. So she plotted her own along with husband Ian at Ocean City, New Jersey.
I ran the length of the boardwalk and then got in the sand, ran all the way around that edge of the island under the Longport Bridge, then jumped back on the road to along the bay.
Britt ran the course on Sunday of the Memorial Day weekend, and it turned out to be the length of a marathon, 26.2 miles.
Britt says she finished the run in a little over 4.5 hours, a pace she described as relaxed and a little slower than normal. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.